I've been getting calls all week since the 777X machinists vote against the contract that Boeing presented to them and what that might mean for our commercial real estate business and our clients and their interests. And I really think, you know, our apartment property management clients, commercial, retail, shopping center, self-storage, you name it, you know, all have a bit of a dog in this fight. And I'm not going to talk about, you know, the virtues of the vote, in which side it should have gone, all that. This is still a process. There's still a chance this could wind up in Everett, in the Puget Sound. But I think the thing to keep in mind is sort of a big picture issue here. Even if the 777X comes to Everett, the north end of the Puget Sound has a dependency issue on that one big company that you can clearly see is kind of part of the problem, both with the way the machinists approach this. They think Boeing's bluffing. There's no way to build planes anywhere else. They can do it better than anyone else. There's reasons they believe that. And similarly, there's so much at stake with government and the local economy. And you put all that into the same bucket and you draw the conclusion that, you know, it's a bit of a one-company town when you get north of about the King-Snohomish County line and you get further away from commuter patterns that feed off the employment centers in King County. And so, you know, to me, the larger issue here is how to diversify the local economy and not create so much of a dependency on one industry sector. That doesn't mean you run away from it. It just means you build and strengthen it while you also look to build and strengthen other industries. And so for about 10 or 12 years, I've been out front trying to stimulate interest in creating a commercial passenger service operation out of Payne Field, the largest airport really north of SeaTac, and it's a publicly owned asset by the county and certainly sits there as a tool like lots of public assets, one of the three transportation legs, and a real opportunity to do that. Now, very often opponents of that idea, who are mostly neighbors around the airport, and rightfully so, they have concerns about noise and impacts and all that, seem to think that this is a play to build and strengthen more aerospace activity because we're talking about airplanes. And nothing could be further from the truth. While that may happen, really the goal ought to be to create a tool, an amenity, that would draw businesses that are crowded out of or getting priced out of more expensive locations in King County. So, you know, imagine the businesses that have sales executives that need to travel often or you know, their senior leadership or flights back and forth to Silicon Valley to their, you know, venture capital partners and all kinds of things. I mean, you don't have to be in business to imagine the different kinds of businesses that have travel requirements, and convenience to an airport is one of them. And so, to me, the 777X program vote and the issues around that are probably more of a wake-up call to remind us that we've created a heavy dependency on one industry in the North Puget Sound. And perhaps maybe a perspective on this is that if Boeing's got choices and they're clearly behaving as if they have them, that we ought to flip around and do more as a community to build other industries so that we're not so beholden to just one. And I think looking at that airport as a tool to draw other industries into our marketplace and create new demand and more balance and diversification in the job base could only be a good thing. The concern I have from the perspective of our clients and our business interests and others in commercial real estate, where, you know, we really depend on a robust jobs market, is that there seems to be little political will to do that. The people that are advocating for it are fairly quiet, and there are few of them. Those that are terrific, and I'd include the mayor of Everett and some others in that group that are trying hard to win commercial passenger service into the county's airport at Payne Field there. So, you know, we have to do more in that space in order to create demand and diversify the economy. And I would just encourage anybody listening, this audience presumably our clients, friends, colleagues, prospects, to give some thought to, rather than, you know, taking it on the chin with this machinist vote and the possible outcome that could mean the 777X is built somewhere else, and say, well, what do we do? How do we play some offense here? How do we react to that? And maybe this is the opportunity we have to take a look at new ways to diversify the economy. In the end, maybe strengthen it more so that we're not so heavily dependent on one industry alone. Well, thank you for joining me. I hope to talk to you again on my next podcast. If you're interested in this sort of thing, I do a bit of writing in a column in the Herald Business Journal. Herald Business Journal, and if you just word search my last name, Hoban, you can find my columns there. Thank you.